गृधा कस्य स्विद्धनम् कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविशेषतम् समः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे आसूर्यानाम ते लोका अन्धेन तमसावृतः तांस्ते प्रीत्या विगच्छन्ति एके चो आत्महना जना अनेजदेकं मनसो जवीयो नैनद्देवा आप्नुवन् पूर्वमर्षत् तद्धावतो अन्यता नेत्ति तिष्ठत् तस्मिन् अपो मातरिष्वा ददाति तद्देजति तन्नेजति तद्दूरे तदवन्तिके तदन्तरस्य सर्वस्य तदु सर्वास्यस्य बाह्यतः यस्तु सर्वाण भूतान्य आत्मन्नेवानुपश्यति सर्वभूतेषु चात्मानं ततो न विजुगुष्पते यस्मिन् सर्वाणि भूतानि आत्मैवाभूत विजानतः तत्र को मोहक शोक एकत्वम् अनुपश्यत सपर्यगाचुक्रमक्रमयम् प्रणस्मन् नावीरमशुद्धम् अपापविद्धम् कविर्मणीषी परिभू स्वयम्भूर्यथा तथ्यो अर्थान् व्यदाश शश्वतिभिः समाभ्यः हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, what we have discussed last time? What was the text that we discussed yesterday, last time?
Ishavasya meaning servant.
And?
More verse in which following the first verse means thinking that Krishna is the Supreme Lord and doing our activities based on that assumption. Conclusion.
So now, the text 3, it tells us about the people who never surrender to Krishna. Please don't keep book on the floor. You can take that asana and put it on the asana. Asurya nama te loka and अन्धेन तमसावृतः तांस्ते प्रेत्याभिगच्छन्ति एके च आत्महनो जनः आसूर्यः
Asura.
Meant for the Asuras.
Meant for the Asuras.
Nama. Famous by the name.
Famous by the name.
Te.
Those.
Lokaha. Planets. Andhena. By ignorance. Tamasa.
By darkness.
Abritaha.
Covered.
Tan.
Those planets, they, after death,
abhigacchanti, enter into, anyone,
everyone,
cha,
and and
Atmahanaha.
Atmahanaha.
The killers of the soul.
The killers, of the soul.
Janaha.
Janaha.
Persons.
Persons.
So Sanskrit is very easy to understand. Like this word ye, ke, then te. It's similar to our own mother tongues. So it becomes very easy to understand. So here in the translation, it said, the killer of the soul, whoever he may be, must enter into the planets known as the worlds of the faithless, full of darkness and ignorance. So what will be your first question when you read this translation?
How can soul be killed?
Exactly.
Can I close the door?
Well,
if we are not practicing, but even though we know that Lord is there and we are not practicing, we are killing the soul.
Good. Nice understanding. Anything else? In this purport, actually, Prabhupada speaks a lot about the people who are really not interested in Krishna consciousness and what happens to them. What is their destination? Or people who does not accept the existence of God. What is their destination? Because generally we see that, as Lord says that, Mameva Prapadyante. Maya Meshan Tarantiti. Whoever takes shelter of me, he gets rid of this clutches of Maya. Then whoever not takes shelter of the Lord, what happens to them? Or whoever does not believe in the existence of God, what is their destination? That has explained here. And what they are called as? Atmaha, killer of their soul. Because as Bhagavad Gita says that, Nainam Pashyanti Shastrani, Nainam Chinnanti Shastrani, Nainam Dahati Pavakaha, Nacha Kledentyapo, Na Shoshayati Marutaha. So soul is does not slain or never submerged or burnt, then how person can kill that soul? In Srimad Bhagavatam, they have given examples for that. Who are the Atmas? And Prabhupada explains that in this particular purport. He says, human life is distinguished from animal life due to its heavy responsibilities. Those who are cognizant of the responsibilities and who work in that spirit are called as suras, godly persons. And those who are neglectful of these responsibilities or who have no information of them are called asuras. Throughout the universe, there are only these two types of human beings. There is no third type. If you are surrendered to Krishna or Lord, if you accept the existence of God, then you are Sura. Otherwise, Asura. And Asura does not mean that they are having like a weird teeth or horns or some deformed body. No. Asura is the attitude, the mentality that you carry along with. Generally, I think it's in Shankar Bhasha, they have explained about Sura. Sura means, Su means Shvasa. Who use their Shvasa for their Uthana, means liberation, they are considered as a Suras. And Asuras means, who don't use it for that. the sense gratifier, they are considered, who consider themselves as a body and try to enjoy this body, they are called as asuras. In the Rigveda, it is stated that the suras always aim at the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, and act accordingly. Their ways are as illuminated as the path of the sun. Do you remember the shloka of this translation? No? Om Tad Vishno Paramam Padam Sada Pashanti Surayaha Diviva Chakshur Atatam Tatra Vipindvayo Jagravahamsa Sammedate Vishnor Yat Paramam Padam. Their path is illuminated by what? Knowledge. And who are they? Suras.
Devotees?
Suras
means devotees.
Suras means devotees. Read the next para.
And those who are neglectful of this is not
intelligent human beings.
Intelligent human beings must always remember that.
Loud, so everyone
intelligent
can.
Human beings must always remember that the soul obtains a human form after an evolution of many millions of years in the cycle of transmigration. The material world is sometimes compared to an ocean, and the human body is compared to a solid boat designed especially to cross this ocean. The Vedic scriptures and the acharyas or saintly teachers are compared to expert boatmen, and the facilities of the human body are compared to favorable creatures that help the boat fly smoothly to its desired destination. If with all these facilities a human being does not fully utilize his life for self-realization, he must be considered Atmaha, a killer of the soul. Sri Isvapanishad warns in clear terms that the killer of the soul is destined to enter into the darkest region of ignorance to suffer perpetually.
See, this shloka is very important. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, the shloka has come, which explains about the position of spiritual master in our life. Why one should accept a spiritual master? And they have given the example here that what exactly this material world? It called as a Bhava Sagar, ocean of birth and death. Bhava means again and again. Remember all the Sanskrit words, because this really penetrates in your heart. And you can remember this words nicely. So here he says, Plavan Sukalpan Guru Karna Dharam Mayanu Kulena Navasre Ritam Puman Bhavadvim Natareta Sa Atmaha. It's 11:20. And Sridhar Swami has really given a wonderful commentary on this. And there he explains the importance of just for chappal ghalna likati mul yaar par plavan sukalpam guru karna dhara. Plavam means what? The navigation. Who is navigating this, our boat? What is this boat first? This human form of a life, it's considered as a boat. And to get this boat, it's a very rare transaction. And once you get this word, to navigate that you need a navigator. And that navigator is Guru, Karanadhara. Generally the Karana means, if you understand, in previous era, they, in the boats, what they used to have?
Anchor.
What they call?
Not
anchor. To sail the boat, they used to have that all curtains.
Sail.
To navigate that, or to turn on the direction, the instrument they call that is Karana. And who holds that? That is Karanadhara. So, for our spiritual life, who is Karanadhara?
Guru.
So, what is the role of Guru in your life? To navigate your boat towards the other shore of this material world. Mayanu kulena nabhastvaranti. Previously, they don't used to have engines. How that boat used to move?
Airflow.
Anukul. The direction that you want to move, according to that direction, if that air flows, then only you can move towards that. So, here it is explained. The Vedic scripture and the acharyas are saintly teachers are compared to the expert boatmen, and facilities of the human body are compared with the favorable breeze that help the boat ply smoothly to its desired destination. And if with all this facility a human being does not fully utilize his life for self-realization, he must be considered as Atmaha, the killer of
the self.
Soul. Did you get this point clear? Who is Atmaha? Even though all the facilities for self-realizations are available, but if you don't take them seriously and don't apply all that facility which are given to you by the Lord, then that person is called as a Atmaha. Sri Ishopanishad warns in clear terms that the killer of the soul is destined to enter into the darkest region of ignorance to suffer perpetually. There is one more shloka in Bhagavad Gita. Anybody has heard about that? Tanaham dvishatam kura asura yonishu. Lord says in the 16th chapter, the people who are ignorant and who wants to work against the desire of Lord, they are put into the darkest region of hell. And there is only one chance for them to come out of that region, is to get the opportunity to associate with the sadhus. That can save them. Umesh bro, next part.
There are swine, dogs, camels, horses, etc. So economic necessities are just as important to them as ours are to us. But the economic problem of these animals are solved only under nasty and unpleasant conditions. The human being is given all facilities for a comfortable life by the laws of nature, because the human form of life is more important and valuable than animal life. Why is man given a better life than that of a swine and other animals? Why is a highly placed government servant given better facilities than those of an ordinary clerk? The answer is that a highly placed officer has to discharge duties of a higher nature. Similarly, the duties human beings have to perform are higher than that those of animals, who are always engaged in simply feeding their hungry stomachs. Yet the modern soul-killing civilization has only increased the problems of the hungry stomach. When we approach a polished animal in the form of a modern civilized man and ask him to take interest in a self-realization, he will say that he simply wants to work to satisfy his stomach, and that there is no need of self-realization for a hungry man. The laws of nature are so cruel, however, that despite this denunciation of the need of self-realization and his eagerness to work hard to fill his stomach, he is always threatened by unemployment.
So any difficulty to understand this?
This is what happens.
What actually point that Prabhupada makes in this purport?
Maybe applicable for each and everyone. Like, we are mostly working and still there is a fear of unemployment, which is very true. Like, you earn money, you have a good job or whatever, no matter where you work, no matter whether you are Google or Facebook or Intel or whatever companies you are. So you work hard and finally you always have that hanging sword of layoffs in this industry.
See, the most important point that Prabhupada makes it here, a faithless civilization. If you don't have a faith in a God, you are always suspicious, whatever may be happening in the world. See, human form is not meant just for to get the same comforts or same facilities or same happiness that you can enjoy in other form of the species or lives. But this form particularly meant for what? We have developed senses. In all the regards, our Gyanendriyas, Karmendriyas, they are so developed than the animals. What is the purpose behind that? Why they have given to us? And Prabhupada gives example of a high class government official and clerk also. Both are working for the government, but one has a given better facility and one has given so-so to maintain himself. So same way, other we are different from the other animals. And what that makes us different? The first line of the purport. What is the first line of purport? Sense of responsibility that makes us different from the. And what is that responsibility? Tanu? Say loud. To? To go back to Godhead. To get rid of this Bhava Sagara, to get rid of this ocean of birth and death.
Sagara means birth.
Sagara means ocean. And Prabhupada clearly says, you may be a very educated, very civilized, but ultimately what you are? Animal. Polished animal civilization. If it does not care about the existence of the Lord, then this civilization is not better than the polished animal civilization. Got it? Chaitanya, next point.
We are given this human form of life not to work hard like asses, swine and dogs, but to attain the highest perfection of life. If we do not care for self-realization, the laws of nature force us to work very hard, even though we may not want to do so. Human beings in this age have been forced to work hard like the asses and bullocks, the poor cows. Some of the regions where the asuras are sent to work are revealed in the verse of Sri Ishopanishad. If a man fails to discharge his duties as human being, he is forced to transmigrate to the asuriya planets and take birth in degraded species of life to work hard in ignorance and darkness.
So that's the destination of people who does not take human life seriously for the self-realization. And who takes it seriously, what happens to them, that is explained in the next paragraph. Smita Madhaji.
In the Bhagavad Gita 6.41-43, it is stated that a man who enters upon the path of self-realization but does not complete the process, despite having sincerely tried to realize his relationship with God, is given a chance to appear in a family of Suchi or Shrimad. The word Suchi indicates a spiritually advanced Brahmana, and Shrimad indicates a Vaishya, a member of the mercantile community. So the person who fails to achieve self-realization is given a better chance in his next life due to his sincere efforts in this life.
Okay. Here. Lord's assurance that he has given in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshemam Vahamyam. This is what confirmed here. This is the evidence for that. Lord says in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that whoever has not able to complete his endeavor in this for the self-realization in this lifetime, he has given a better chance in next lifetime. Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe Yogo Bhrashto Abhijayate. Yoga Bhrashta means who has practiced but is not able to achieve the result. So he has given a better chance in the next life. And where he takes birth? Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe. Two things. Shuchi means who are pure. And Prabhupada says here in the family of Brahmanas. And second thing, Shrimatam, in the families of Vaishyas. Why these two things? There is a reason behind that.
These are higher level of... We learned last week, right? So these are the... In the...
Generally what happens, when you get this human form of a life, as you have read in the previous para, that we work like asses, dogs and swines. For what? Roti, kapda, makan. But that has been taken care already. So they don't have to bother about that. If they are born in a Shuchinam Gehe, in the families of Brahmanas, already they have that status that they don't bother about this. The common questions of life. Common problems of life. They don't care about that. Who cares? For them, Lord gives birth into Shrimatam Gehe. So there also, they don't have to work hard. But they can dedicate their time for practicing Krishna consciousness. You can read. If, even a fallen candidate.
Is that
it
here?
No, Mataji is.
If even a fallen candidate is given a chance to take birth in a respectable and noble family, one can hardly imagine the status of one who has achieved success. By simply attempting to realize God, one is guaranteed birth in a wealthy or aristocratic family. But those who do not even make an attempt, who want to be covered by illusion, who are too materialistic and too attached to material enjoyment, must enter into the darkest region of hell, as confirmed in the Vedic literature.
Okay. One more thing that is assured. If you take up Krishna consciousness, at least your next birth is assured as a human being. And more comfortable than what you are living. So sometimes people they think, we may chant all the time, follow this rules and follow these four rules and regulative principles. And if Krishna is not there, one person asked this, one devotee, he asked to Prabhupada, we follow all these things, but if there is no Krishna, then what will happen? And Prabhupada said, what's the problem with you? Anything wrong with the present life if you follow this? He said, no. Then where is the question? So same way, Lord has already assured you that I give them birth in the families of saintly people who are Shuchi and Shrimata. And who are not, what's going to happen with them? Next. Such a materialistic asuras?
Such materialistic asuras sometimes no issue of religion, but the ultimate aim is material prosperity. The Bhagavad Gita, we book such men by calling them Atma Santabhita, meaning that they are considered great only on the strength of deception and empowered by the hopes of the ignorant by their own material wealth. Such asuras are void of self-realization and knowledge of Vishwavasa. The Lord's universal proprietorship is certain to enter into adultery sweetness. The conclusion is that as human beings we are meant not simply for solving economic problems on a trolling platform, but for solving all problems of the material life in which we have been placed by the cosmos.
So here, the purpose of human life as explained in this particular purport by Prabhupada. The first line of purport says,
responsibility
of human life. And last line, what it says? So, this life is just not meant to fill your belly. You have to think something better than this. And what is that better thing? The real responsibility of human form of a life? To endeavor for self-realization. And that's the knowledge of Ishavasya. Whom it belongs, it should be used for his service, not for our enjoyment. That's the knowledge of Ishavasya Upanishad. So, are you able to understand how the theme is going forward? What is the connection between first, second and this third verse? What has explained in the invocation? The nature of Lord. How is he? Absolute. Second, whatever comes from him
is
complete and owned and controlled by him. Okay? Ishavasyam idam sarvam. What is the second one?
We should live even 100 years this way. If you live like this,
if you understand this, Lord is absolute. Everything belongs to him. He is the ultimate controller. With this understanding, if you lead your life for hundreds of years and perform karmas, but you will not get, you will not get bound in this material. And what says the third one? First thing you understood that this is what happened with who understand this. Then what happens with the people who does not understand this? Where they go? They go to the Asuric families or Asuric planets. Is that clear? Any doubts?
If someone is already we see people who are already coming to the temple and they know Prabhupada and they know about the philosophy and
they are not able to chant.
Yeah.
Go to hell. That's what scripture says. If facility has given, that's what na atmaha. They are the atmahas then. They are killing purposefully their own soul.
No, she's saying that she coming but not chanting. Means they are having association. Couple of people are like.
See, now there are some bugs inside this cushion also.
Mm-hmm.
They are in temple. They are having a fresh blood which is prepared by eating temple prasad only. What you can say then? Are they going to get liberated by doing that? No. The procedure is to associate, to understand and take advantage of that. Guru Karna Dharam, what it says? If you don't take spiritual master, don't read scripture, you are not going to get delivered. That's the thing which will push you towards your destination. And if you are not serious about that, you just hanging around, how long you can? One day you will think, what's the use of hanging on? Let me jump in the ocean. And you will jump. You will leave that thing. You can't continue for long. And you can see their own life. They may have, they come to temple. They respect Prabhupada. I don't say accept Prabhupada. They respect Prabhupada as a sadhu. But if they don't take his teaching, if they don't have an acceptance for his teachings, then what's the use? It will take long time for them.
So will they get like mixed birth in Suchi?
Not necessary. Who gets yoga brashta? Who has really endeavored to achieve success, but he was not able to do? That person. Here Lord has given you facility, but you are not taking advantage. So you are Atmaha. What is your destination? Andhena Tamasavrita. Where they will go? To the Asuric planets. So that will be their destination. Are you able to got it, what she asked about? So how much we have to take advantage of this opportunity that we have got it? Especially the kids. Because they got parents who are devoted to the Lord. On top of that, association of devotees. If this time they will not take it seriously, then they will be most unfortunate. You may get material facilities, but spiritually you will dragged into the hellish condition of a life. Got it?
Got it.
Okay.
So we have to be very serious and we are following.
Yeah.
Sometimes it also says you will go to
speak aloud, everyone should hear about what you speak.
Sometimes it also says you practice, you will go to Krishna Loka if you are, sorry. Yeah, if you will be able to make it to Krishna Loka, but if you are not so serious, you will go to some other heavenly planets.
Yoga Brashta Abhijayate, na? If you are not successfully attained the destination, Lord will put you in such a place where it will be more comfortable for you to perform devotional service.
We have to make it in this life. What can
That's
we?
What Prabhupada say.
So what
Just follow this four regulative principle. Chant Hare Krishna. Really chant Hare Krishna. Don't make a show. Really chant. You will go back. Because that's the procedure has given in this age of a Kali. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Lord is there in the form of holy name, and that's the only one way through which you can go back home, back to God. So if you do it, the result is there.
When we are chanting, say I'm not qualified, how can we chant and feel Prabhu?
If you think that you are not qualified, that's the first qualification that you can chant. Danyadiya Annyamana Pratishtha Vivarjana Chari Gude Guni Hoya Karaha Kirtana. That's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. The first qualification to start the chanting is Dina. Consider yourself very low. I am not at all qualified for this. Not only just say, but you mean it. Then it works. Dainya, Dinata. When you, if you have a lot of ego, you can't sit and chant. So many things will be there, they are snatching, dragging you then, pulling you, pushing you. But when you think, I am really lowly, then the mood, then this desire for sense gratification, everything goes away. If you think you are really lowly, then how you, what you will think about sense gratification? There is no question for that. When you think you should mean it, then that makes a tremendous impact on your sadhana. Okay. Do we need a break, or should I continue with the next verse? Huh? Okay. Should we go for next one?
Yeah.